Good evening, everybody. We're going to have some announcements before our devotional in just a few minutes. As you know, we are in our Wednesday night series. We are going back to the Bible, and our elders are trying to emphasize within the lifeblood of the congregation to go into the Word and to be there, both in fundamentals, also in the depth of the Word of God. And so they've asked men that they trust to come in and speak from the Word and provide a word from the Word. And tonight, Chris is that guy. Chris's family, you know, Sky, Kyler, Abigail. He's been preaching out at Hatton for a long time and has a couple side jobs as well that he does well in. But if you know Chris, you love Chris and you love his family because he loves the Lord and he loves to speak from the Word of God. And that's why he's been entrusted with this topic tonight, the silence of the Scriptures. And so I hope you have your Bible open and some notes ready to dive into this subject together.
Thank you, Austin. Good evening, church. It's good to see you. I've been able to visit with quite a few of you this evening already, and I'm getting a little bit of feedback here. Good? He's holding up one finger. He's saying, wait. Good now. Okay, here we go. Good to be with you. Take your Bibles and let's go to Ephesians chapter 3. Now, what I want to do this evening in our study, we're gonna make kind of a circle and walk through several different passages, but I'm greatly thankful, extremely thankful for being assigned the topic that I have been given. I have enjoyed the study, and I pray that it blesses you in your study. I believe if you are in your journey of growing, maybe even in the fundamentals of the faith, this should be extremely helpful. If you are involved in Bible studies with people, even right now, I believe that this study becomes extremely important as you sit and talk about why we do what we do. And so I want us to talk this evening, because when we start with the subject of the silence of the Scriptures,